Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Desire and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Ooh, I feel like I've run a marathon after today's show. I know that's I say that often, but this was really non-stop, wasn't it?
Feel like I'm running a 100-meter sprint and still sprinting. I could go all day, baby.
Yeah, well, who says I don't run a marathon in sprint mode either?
Oh,
okay.
You just then.
You're
you
not
said
the
it was
only
very
athlete.
Slow motion indeed. Who would win in a marathon out of you and I?
You.
Who would win in a 100-meter sprint?
You. Yeah. Your legs are twice the size of mine.
And I'm an athlete, let's be honest.
Who would win in beach volleyball?
Well, we did that on Friday exactly. And I won in straight sets. So.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll find my niche.
There won't be any sport that you would beat me in. I'm just throwing it out there.
Table tennis.
Nope.
Yes.
I'm a gun.
I'm even more of a gun. I'm a bazooka.
I am a very good table tennis player and I'm the most competitive person in the world. So, sister.
Oh, God, my juices are flowing right. Oh, my juices are... I'm getting fired up is what I'm trying to say because I'm really good at table tennis.
I feel like a bit of orange juice.
Do you? Well, yeah. We haven't even mentioned yet. Actually, do you know what?
It
let's not
need
mention
to.
It because we've mentioned it all show. Today's a special day.
It's a very special day.
You're going to hear lots about it in the catch up. So let's just quit the intro here and let's start planning a table tennis match.
Hey, it's my birthday today, everyone.
We nearly got through 1.5 minutes without it. Crazy.
Enjoy, guys.
All right. We'll speak to you tomorrow when Josiah's officially old.
Happy birthday, Josiah.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
It is, of course, Josiah's birthday. If you just missed it, I did let you in on a little secret that he doesn't quite know yet that he's about to receive his birthday present, and it's something that he really desperately needs. Now, he's currently standing outside. Jay, if you can hear me, come to the door. I feel like he's having a conversation out there. He doesn't even know that we're on air. Okay, he's really ruining it for me. Okay. Can he just yelled out? Josiah, you can come in when you start hearing the start of this music. All right, here we go. Josiah. Put your headphones on, buddy. There is a room full of T-shirts. We've got a message for you. Me and the GV have got a message that you really, really need to hear.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, what do I mean? I'm going to have to say it in rap, my friend. Are you ready?
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
You're 29, what you gonna do now? Let it be known when you roll around town. It's not okay to get them pecs out. Get those hairs in a shirt without doubt. We can't wait for the temp to go down. Someone get this man a dressing gown. You're half naked when you leave the house. If you're gonna do that, gonna need a workout. Put your shirt on. Put a shirt on. Put a shirt on. Put a shirt on. Put your hands in the air. Put that bloody shirt on. Please. Put your shirt on. Put your shirt on.
Oh, what is happening?
Put your shirt on. Oh. Put your hands in the air. Please.
Wow, can Ellie please come back to the studio, E-Chain? What have you done to this studio?
How, Josiah?
What is happening?
In that moment, in all of that tips to put your shirt on now that you're 29, you got to grow up, bro. How is your shirt now off?
Well, I thought in the name of, I've now got about, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, how many shirts are in this studio,
about Mike? 20?
There are so many shirts in here, Goulburn Valley. I thought it'd be rude to have mine on, and I'm just taking mine off in case I need to try these new shirts on. I don't know.
Well, don't you know what? You've got one for every occasion, right? I went to the op shop yesterday to get hooked up.
You know what? Thank you so much. E-Chain's made my birthday. The shirt gear, I'm not so much... as sure may come
well,
in handy during winter.
You've got a dressy one. Like the ones behind you are for more dressy occasions.
Nice.
They're button-ups.
Yeah, I do like this one here.
Yeah. The one next to you is Elvis Presley birthday celebration 2012 shirt.
I could sell that. That might be worth a bit.
Yeah. The one behind you is for when you play your soccer.
Kiss me
nice
up.
Nice spurts. Yeah. Oh, this one here is St. Paddy's Day theme. In case you don't have anything
brilliant
to wear on St. Paddy's Day.
Kiss me, I'm Irish. Love it. I mean, are you Irish?
I've got a pajama shirt and matching shorts because I'm assuming you need shorts as well. I'm assuming there's not much on when you go to sleep.
Yeah, no, nothing.
Well, I just feel like lately you haven't been wearing a shirt ever.
It's summer.
And lots of people are commenting on it.
People are. Can I just say a quick message to everyone that keeps writing, does this guy ever wear a shirt?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I grew up on the beach. I never wore it there. And that's when it was around the 30-degree mark. It's 40 degrees in the GV, as if I'm going to wear anything.
Yeah, and do you know what? Do you know how far we are from the closest beach? 3 hours. 3 hours.
You got to get a tan somehow. These shoulders aren't going to tan themselves.
Oh, God. Well, happy birthday, buddy. I hope you enjoy your shirts. And we expect to never see you topless again because there's no excuses now. You can't say you don't own any.
Well, it is going to start to cool down very soon. So I can assure you and the Goulburn Valley, my shirt will be coming on more and more. Thank you very much for your messages. And thank you, E-Chains, for coming in.
You're welcome, buddy.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, Ellie, have you been to Japan before?
Hi, that means yes in Japanese.
Love the country. There's a few wacky stories from come from there, though, and this headline really caught my attention this morning. It says, mandated a cockroach. Cockroach, you heard that right. He called her Lisa for one whole year and said she was hotter than any girl he knows. We're on, baby. These are the sort of stories that get me up out of bed in the morning.
Date a cockroach. Logistically, how does that work?
Okay, so Yuma Shinohara, he's 25 years old, he's from Japan. Mm-hmm. So he fantasized about getting intimate with them.
How?
And he imagined a world where they could consummate their love.
How?
So in his mind, what he would do is he would obsess and picture the cockroach Lisa as either a human-sized cockroach or he'd picture himself as the size of a cockroach. And that's how they would have some sort of bond. The cockroach was his best friend. Like, in her defense, she wanted it to happen as well. She wasn't running away from
him. How do we know that? Like, this is bestiality, really, if we're looking at it.
I mean, in a way,
if we want to put a term on it.
No human girl was as hot as Lisa, and they were 100% serious about each other.
Has Yuki Hamashama, whatever his name is, has he seen a photo of me?
He hasn't. Well, he's seen a picture of every other girl in the world, though, and Victoria's Secret Angels. Ellie, no matter who you are, how good looking you are.
I love how I'm on the same level as the Victoria's Secret Angels.
He's seen all of you and Lisa the cockroach is a lot hotter.
That's so heavy.
Events took a real serious turn though because Lisa died. Because cockroaches don't have the longest lifespan.
What, does someone just walk past with a can of Mortain and murder his wife?
Imagine. So do you know how he celebrated her death? Or do you know
don't,
how
he didn't give her a funeral.
Do you know how he mourned the death of Lisa the cockroach?
How?
It just says here, Yuma ate her.
What? Where do you find this stuff? Where do you find these people?
This is just on the mirror. And then this is what he says. The day she passed away, this is a direct quote from him himself. The day she passed away was very difficult.
Mm, of course it was.
But I knew it had to come since she was a cockroach with a short lifespan. But now because I ate her, Lisa lives in my heart and continues living as part of my body.
Oh, God. You know what? I'm not here to judge. Each to their own. If you're in love with a cockroach, good for you. Proud of you. That's just one more girl in the world that the rest of the men can have.
You know what I would have loved to have done?
What?
Imagine one day if you just put Lisa down on the floor for a little run around. Imagine the satisfying feeling of running up from nowhere and squishing him with your foot.
You murderer! That's someone's wife you're talking about. How dare you?
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I'm having a bit of a dilemma on my birthday.
Oh, hey, buddy. I'm sorry to hear that.
I did turn 29 today at some point this morning.
You look it.
I mean, when the clock turned over to 12:01, that's when I turned 29. It is my birthday weekend this weekend. Like when it is my birthday, I like to make, you know, like a month of it.
Oh, I know. We've already celebrated Josiah Eve yesterday.
Oh, tomorrow's going to be Josiah Boxing Day.
Box Josiah.
Box Josiah Day.
Can we all come and punch you?
You absolutely can if it's in celebration of my birthday. But I spoke to Mia, obviously my girlfriend, and she was going to come visit me this week. And I get the little phone call for my birthday weekend, of course. Nice to celebrate together. She works Monday to Friday, was going to hop on a plane on the Friday and then is no longer coming. And I was like, okay, cool. Going to celebrate my birthday weekend all by myself.
Well, you're not by yourself. I'm here. Oh, actually, no, I'm going to Melbourne this weekend, sorry.
I say no more. What have you got on that is so important? Yeah. Offered to pay for her flights and everything.
Oh, really?
Oh, I can't. It's my best friend's 21st.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me turn this down then. Yeah, fair enough.
No, Hank. It's your boyfriend's 29th.
Yeah. You already had your 21st. That's way bigger.
I don't care. Who is your priority, your friends or your partner?
Your friends.
No way.
Host before bros.
So what? You take...
If you're a girl.
Right. So Gav's got a dinner on in Melbourne, right, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's his birthday. One of your other friends has a separate dinner in Melbourne. It's her birthday. Where do you go? You're going for dinner with Gab.
If it's her 21st, hun, Joe, wouldn't miss it for the world.
What? So you're saying because it's such a big birthday, because it's a 21st,
yeah,
that's a bigger deal?
Yeah.
But I'm still having...
Is she having a party and stuff?
Yeah, she's having a huge 21st party.
Is Mia doing a speech there?
Probably. Maybe not.
What's your problem?
She can barely come on this show, so I doubt she'll be doing a speech. She's the most shy girl in the world. But I'm like, well, it's my birthday. So am I? Oh, so you're saying I'm overreacting?
Yes.
I thought it'd be, you know, I should be number one.
No. Okay, maybe if it was like the friend's 22nd and you're 29th and the friend was just going out for drinks or something... Then,
wait,
yeah.
So you're nice saying because it's my 29th,
yeah,
it's a nothing birthday.
You don't celebrate really after your 21st. You don't really celebrate birthdays anymore.
It's my 30th in a year from
today.
Okay,
you can celebrate that. Okay, if she doesn't come to that, I'll be mad.
So if today was my 30th,
yeah,
and it was her friend's 21st, I'd have a right to be upset.
If you were having a party.
If yeah, of course I'm going to have a
party. Because also, your birthday's today. Your birthday's not on the weekend.
I don't care. It's my birthday weekend.
If she has work today, you have work today. You both have to be in your respective cities.
Every day should be a celebration of Josiah. 13,
it's my
12,
birthday week, guys.
I don't know if I'm in the wrong or right. Ellie, I don't trust just your opinion. I'd rather the Goulburn Valley help me out, to be honest. 13, 12, 16 is our number. Am I overreacting? Is a 29th a nothing birthday? And does her friend's 21st take priority? Or should I be the number one person in life, regardless of the number of my birthday? Help me out.
If we get one call backing you up, I'll let them have it. I don't think we will.
Really,
I think we're
going to
get heaps of
much.
Girls being like, what are you talking about? Girls, girl power, girls first.
Help me out, Goulburn Valley. Someone back me up.
13, 12, 16 is our number. Chris from Shep, are you calling to weigh in on the debate?
Yeah, well, I turn 29 tomorrow, so I can back you up.
Happy birthday. You sound a lot more mature than I do.
No, I wouldn't be okay with it either. Just want to clear that up.
Thank you for backing me up.
Right. So do you have a partner, Chris?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do.
And yeah. What's the rules for your birthday tomorrow?
Going out for tea.
Okay.
Obviously, if she had a prior engagement, I wouldn't be happy. Yeah.
What about if it was her best friend's 21st?
Or 30th or 40th, for example?
This is a tough one. This is a tough one, right? But I'm not in that situation where it lives in a different city, you see. So,
yeah, so you could do the morning and with one, the night with the other, or they'd come.
Split.
Because to be honest, if I was at home, I'd probably be going to the 21st. But you'd think I'd take priority at this stage. I'm glad you've got my back, Chris.
How about you go to the 21st?
Yeah, why can't you go to Sydney? Why does she have to come to you, Jay?
Because I'm being stubborn and putting my foot down and being like, it's my birthday, you come to me.
All you want is a couple of espresso martinis at the deck on Saturday.
You know, I don't want to drive to Sydney.
Oh, thanks so much for getting involved, Chris.
No worries.
Thank
you, guys. Bye.
All righty, let's go to Brett from Marutna. Brettie, what do you reckon?
Oh, mate, the question is, like the other boy said, where's the plus one? It's not whether she's coming to decide to our birthday, but... did she ever invite him to this birthday?
You know what? I think you're just opening a whole new can of worms with that one, Brett, because I don't even think that there's going to be a lot of dudes at that 21st, isn't there?
Oh, of course. But the other question is for you, Ali.
Yeah.
So, good old Gav, it's your birthday, and he lives in Perth, and you live here, and you haven't seen him for 2 or 3 weeks, and your birthday, and then he turns around and rings you and says, sorry, bro, I've got my mate's 21st, I'm going to see you for another 3 weeks. How are you going to feel?
I think it's going
to be like North Korea invading America to be just all that.
Brett, Gav loves me too much, he'd never do that to me, so that's the difference.
No, Brett, Gav is basically Kim Jong-un.
I tell you what, it'll be just all like Donkey Kong, I reckon.
Oh, you're not wrong. Thanks, Brettie.
No worries.
Oh, well, there you go, Josiah.
Good to see the guys.
Your girlfriend's
got my back.
Cheating on you.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Donald Trump, we love him. He's in the news a lot.
We don't love him.
Most people don't.
Yep.
I've got a soft spot for old Trumpy boy. As a businessman, I think he's done it all. That's to say the least. He's also done a lot of bad things, let's be honest.
Okay, thank you.
One thing in particular that he talks about and loves to talk about, and I'd say he's probably most famous for, is wanting to build the wall.
Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall.
He's obsessed with building the wall, and it's happening as we speak along the border of US and Mexico. And obviously people react how they do towards it.
Yep. the government's been shut down because there's been all this controversy about funding for it over there. So really, it's just ruining the US, this whole border wall issue.
What's you said, how much does it cost this? They've been shut for the last month, the US government. How much is it costing the economy?
$11 billion. Because all these government workers can't work. There's people who can't afford to pay their electricity bills because they've had to take a month off work without wanting to. People are setting up GoFundMe accounts just to pay their own bills. It's crazy.
Wow. Anyway,
all because of Trump's wall.
Because of this wall. Anyway, Donald Trump, this is what I love the most. He, some audio is going viral at the moment. It's him in 2004. He's doing a speech. Obviously, he wasn't a president at the time. He was giving a speech as a successful businessman to some university or some sort of room. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
But his comments just seem to be a tad little hypocritical.
Never, ever give up. True. Don't give up. Don't allow it to happen. If there's a concrete wall in front of you, go through it, go over it, go around it, but get to the other side of that wall.
Mexicans that are listening to us right now, take note of what the president said in 2004. If you see a wall in front of you, very inspiring words, get over it, go around it, do whatever you can, but go through that wall.
And then fast forward 14 years and...
I don't know which Trump I want to listen to.
2004 version. Do you know what? Mexicans go for it.
Absolutely.
I'm proud of you. If you get around that wall, good job. So proud of you.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yeah, but now I've been talking about it all morning. My friend Dave.
Davo.
He's got the best story in the world for us. So we're going to be wanting to talk about 13, 12, 16. What's killed the romance? But now let's get him on. Morning, Dave.
Morning, guys. So, look, my 30th birthday was not too long ago. Big night. You know, you want to just tick off all the things on your 30th birthday to make it a top day.
Oh, God.
And I had left my party with a young lady that I had been speaking to a lot on the phone that I hadn't seen for a long time, like a little long distance. But I, you know, things were building.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well done.
So
proud of you.
So, gone back to her house for a couple of wines, and I go to make the greatest move. And at that exact moment, her cat pipes up, has seen a cat outside the window, didn't know what to do, got really protected, darted at her feet, started hacking at her feet with the claws.
Oh.
So now this girl is bleeding all over the floor.
What?
And I've sort of had to, like, help her into the bathroom to sort of run a bath and, like, clean out the wounds and bandage up her foot. And then I go back into the lounge room to go get some paper towels, and the cat attacks my foot. So now I'm bleeding all over the floor.
That is one vicious cat. This is why I'm not a cat person.
Yeah, neither am I. Dogs all the way.
Yeah, 100%. So I've locked the cat in the lounge room, helped her in her bathroom to be like, you know, do her foot, like fix her foot up and stuff. And then I still had to, at the end of that, go, look, this is now really awkward, but... given everything leading up to now, I was a little bit confident, and I had given my house keys to my housemate, so I won't be able to get back home.
Oh, that is a great line, but as if she believed that.
So did you end up staying the night?
I had to, and I had to stay in her room because she's like, I can't let you sleep on the couch because the cat will kill you.
So what, you both just slept with your feet in the bath or something?
Yeah, fell asleep, and then the kicker was that when I woke up in the morning at like 6 with the sun beaming through, I was in her bed alone. I was like, what? And then I went out and she was on the couch. She was like, yeah, you were snoring too much.
Oh, you poor thing. And that's a word of warning. Just stay away from girls with cats, I feel like, in the future.
100%. Single girls and cats is the worst.
All right. Well, thanks for calling through, Dave. Hey, we do want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16. Did something get in the way? Did something kill the romance for you? Did something kill the romance for you?
Yeah, it did. And it ended up like ruining my relationship. It was his snoring.
Ah, that is a big, big one. What, could you have slept in separate rooms or did you try that?
Well, yeah, it did kind of come to that, but I mean, there's not really much romance left if you're sleeping in different rooms.
I mean, depends how you take it.
That's another topic in itself. Did sleeping in separate rooms kill the romance? So how long did you give it trying to put up with the snoring?
6 months.
Oof.
Yeah, 6 months of living, trying to put up with it. But you know what was the worst thing about it? I think it was about 3 weeks after we broke up, he got that surgery that clears your sinuses.
Oh, that is rough. Was that a bit of a stab in the guts?
It was a little bit of a slap in the face, yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Hey, Stace, did you ever think about strangling him with a pillow? Oh, nothing God. Like that?
I wouldn't admit that I thought about that.
Josiah, you are so murdery this morning. Since you turned 29, you've gotten very murdery.
Yeah, nothing
okay,
wrong with
also,
the cheeky murder.
Oh, happy birthday, Josiah.
Stace, thank you very, very much. Don't worry about it, though.
Oh, thanks so much for getting involved, Stace.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yeah, but we've mentioned it already on the show this morning. Today is your 29th birthday.
Start calling me daddy.
Ooh, never. Even when you're like, actually are a dad.
Oh, I'm a bit old, but I mean, like, you know, I'm getting a bit old.
No. Stop being creepy. But there is someone who wants to wish you a happy birthday. They've given us
who
a call.
Is this?
Who have we got here?
Yeah, good morning, my friend. How are you doing?
Is that Mario from Ship?
Yeah, get him, mate. How are you doing, bro?
Our favourite caller.
You were exactly who I want to hear from on my birthday. Just hearing your voice already has made my day. Mario, what are you up to for my birthday?
Mate, I'm just practising my singing happy birthday to you.
I mean, it'd be rude not to ask you to sing it because we love you, Mario.
Yeah, if he's been practising, surely it's going to be up to scratch.
You know, mate, we Italians, mate, we do not sing on the phone, mate.
Oh, what? So what, you're going to come down to the station and do it in person?
Yeah, mate, maybe you'd be so lucky. You never know, eh?
Oh, that would go nuts on our Instagram
Can
page.
Can you have your top off, Mario? Because judging by all the stories you tell us about your gym workouts, you must have a pretty good rig.
Mate, I believe it or not, Mario only has one T-shirt, mate.
Whoa, no wonder you guys get along so well, Josiah. Yeah. You don't have many T-shirts yourself. Do you wear a lot of stringlets, Mario?
Yeah, I can picture Mario in a stringlet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't need no stringlet, mate. I just shave my chest and back hair into shape of stringlet, mate.
Ew, like a hairy vest.
Yeah, you know, mate, you would like it, run your fingers through it, mate.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Are you talking to me or Josiah?
Like, it's my birthday.
Yeah, I know. Josiah, there's your present from Mario. Hey, any words of wisdom for Josiah for his 29th year, Mario?
Yeah, mate, I like to use the phrase, coined by Shannon Knoll, you got a lift.
Hey, Mario. It is my 29th birthday today. We don't actually know the answer to this. How old are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate, some people think I am 37.
Yeah.
But I'm just in such good shape. I'm actually 47, mate.
Oh, wow,
so Mario's 47.
Mario. So you've got a lot of life lessons that you can give, Jay.
Yeah, mate, I'm very wise, you know.
Very wise?
Wife or wise?
No, wise, you know. Wise. W-I-S-E, mate, wise.
Wise. Wash. Sorry, I shouldn't start mocking our favourite caller.
I know, how dare you?
We need to organise a meet-up with Mario because I really want to see what you're... Can you send us a photo? I've got this vision in my head, but I don't know if it's going to match how you actually look. So let's organise a hookup, Mario. I mean, like a meet-up, Mario.
Whoa,
is that weird?
Whoa. You just want to see the hairy vest, don't you?
Is you soliciting selfies from me, my friend?
Yeah, of course
We'd
we
love
are.
To. Send one to the HGV page.
That's his birthday present for Josiah.
Yeah, mate, I can do that, eh?
Mario, I mean, it's not even my birthday and you've made my day with your call, so thank you for getting in touch.
I'm not surprised by this. You are very welcome, Mario.
Mario, you have made my birthday. Thank you so much for the call.
Mate, you're a jolly good fellow, you know.
You sure you don't want to give us that happy birthday rendition just quickly now?
Yeah, man, I do not want the girl's ears to melt, mate. No.
Oh, thanks, Mario.
Yeah, I love you very much, eh? Goodbye, my friend.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
It is Josiah's 29th birthday today.
I feel like we're focusing too much on me. We don't need to do this, guys.
As if you love it. You bounded out of bed this morning because you were so excited about all the
I'm
birthday
I'm actually
love
so exhausted,
get.
But because I've had so much attention, it's keeping me going, guys.
Well, I do have a surprise for you, your present that I'm giving you after 8. But right now, someone else is called who's close to your heart and wants to give you a little birthday shout out. Who have we got here?
Hello, Ellie.
Oh, Grandma. Hello.
Hi, Josiah. Happy birthday, Josiah.
Thanks, Grandma. How are you? You're up early.
I am, especially especially for you. But seeing it's a very musical program, I've got a surprise for you, Josiah.
Oh, what's your surprise, Grandma?
You ready for it?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, our Josiah. Many more happy birthdays to you.
Ooh, we're taking a bit of creative license with the happy birthday there. Well done, Grandma.
Thanks, Grandma. It was very... See, I told you, this is where I get my good voice from.
Yeah, that was beautiful. You're quite the songbird.
Did you hear that funny noise then?
Yeah, what was that?
That was that. I usually blow a balloon up, but I was blowing it down.
Oh,
Grandma.
I appreciate that. Hey, Grandma, what are you doing today to celebrate my birthday?
We're going out to water the garden now. Is that good?
Yeah. That is how I'm celebrating too. That's so bizarre.
Have a great day, both of you.
Thanks, Grandma, you big old cutie.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.